Let's breathe it in. We're talking about ghosts being dusty plasma. In this section, I'm going to talk about the Holy Ghost. Now, if you're a Christian or you follow Jehovah or Jewish, whatever, you may not want to listen any further. As I said in the earlier segment, that a dusty plasma is like a cell that may be able to interact with the quantum vacuum by creating two counter-rotating toruses of plasma. This creates a time travel effect. That's how prophecy can work. You could see the future in the burning bush, much like a dusty plasma. Actually, fire is a form of plasma. There's a lot of gas in it too, and it's not really magnetic the way normal plasma is. Now, these cells, as I said, could be across multi-dimensions. What were they doing in the temple thousands of years ago in Jerusalem? It was essentially a slaughterhouse. They would kill animals. I'm told they would do it humanely with less pain. But from my research, any pain will attract these evil dusty plasmas. Now, the other thing about ghosts, as I said earlier in the other segment, is that they often seem to be a tape recording of the deceased. What happens when instead of a tape recording of the deceased being overlaid onto the dusty plasma, what happens if it's the devout prayers of the faithful? Now the dusty plasma acts instead of with the agenda of the deceased, it acts without agenda, a holy agenda, whatever that may be. And yet it still wants to feed. Now they've stopped sacrificing in the temple. So maybe there's a new version of Jehovah feeding on the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, which would be love and joy, meekness, long-suffering. These would be, angels-like. Angels, if demons feed on pain and are attracted to anger, then angels would feed on pleasure or happiness and be attracted to love or fear. As I said on other shows, love is actually a mixture of happiness and fear. They also say fear God. And angels actually occur in history. I read a book on angels once, and they normally occur like on battlefields where people are scared shitless. They'll often appear as images and scare off the enemy and help the people who are praying to them. Now we're getting back to the temple in Jerusalem. I mean, nowadays, if we saw people sacrificing animals for religious purposes, we'd think it was demonic. I mean, Santeria had to fight a court battle in order to be able to do that in Hawaii. They were successful because really there's not that much difference than what they do and what is done for most of you in order for you to get a hamburger. But because, as I said, this is interacting with the quantum fluctuation, there is actually, in the quantum fluctuation, I saw a show recently, I think Stephen Hawking was hosting it, and he was saying that really time is just another dimension. It's like, you know, height, width, depth, and when. For us, because we're three-dimensional beings, we experience time as not really a dimension, but as it allows us to live and exist and move from before to after. But time, they were making the point that even in everything in three dimensions, nothing is smooth. You look at a billiard ball, it's very, very rough as you go smaller and smaller. And the same thing applies to time. As you look smaller and smaller on time, it does not flow smoothly from the past to the future. It's riddled with wormholes that go to different areas in time. They're really, really, really very small, though. But if there were some way to enlarge those wormholes, you could travel in time. I assert that two counter-rotating plasmas open up a larger wormhole. And the Nazis, I did a show on this, two shows on this, Nazi time travelers. In fact, I believe that this is probably 90% true. I don't believe in anything 100%. You probably may have heard of the Philadelphia experiment. I give it a little more than 50%. But the Nazis experiments in time travel, is the science is I'm very well versed in that science. I'm very familiar with it. I'm not quite sure about the Philadelphia experiment. So these dusty plasmas, they're cells of a larger being. That's why you can't kill angels or demons. I mean, they're already dead anyways. I mean, the ghosts are already dead anyways. You can't kill them because they're fourth-dimensional beings. Although it may be possible for one wormhole to eat another, much like when Moses, they talked about Moses throwing his staff down and turned into a snake and ate the snakes of the other priests. It's one way of possibly dealing with these dusty plasmas. As I said before, loud percussive sounds is another. And also, they have no self. They take, like I said, they take on the deceased, or they take on the devout nature from the prayers of the faithful. They have no self of their own. They probably don't really even exist as entities. They're just, I don't know what they are. I'm still researching it. So this dusty plasma that, you know, they worshipped in the temple, because it's not limited by time, that same Jehovah is across all time, just like the Nazis are across all time now. Which, you know, means I'm in a state of apostasy, I guess, because I can't worship a material dusty plasma as some ultimate god. I'm sorry. I don't care if it can fuck up my whole life. I'm just not going to do it. It has to be good. I'm for good, not evil. So Jehovah's not alone. And then we get back to the prophecy from Revelation. Revelation follows science very, very well. I mean, they talk about one of the angels are actually time periods. An archangel is an area. And so the angels from Revelations are kind of an area, only it's in time. So some of the earlier angels, they talk about a big rock hitting the oceans and wiping out, you know, that's a big disaster. But then it talks about three that are connected, the fifth, sixth, and seventh angel. We are in the fifth angel right now. It lasts 5 months, according to the Bible. That's 150 years in our time. And I assert that it is the petroleum age. We are, and then it will lead to Armageddon in probably around 2027, 2028, and that will lead to the seventh angel, which is the greenhouse effect. And that will, you know, they talk about Satan being locked up for 1,000 years. Well, if a day equals a year in our time, 1,000 years of biblical time is 360,000 years. And that's about approximately how long a greenhouse effect will last. They last at least 100,000 years. I mean, it doesn't matter how much food that the Mormons may have saved up. They're not going to have enough canned food to last 360,000 years. We are heading into a dark age, the extinction of our species almost certainly, unless they're, you know, taken up somehow by aliens or whatnot. We're fucking doomed. So why would a compassionate God want that for a judgment? Because we're not responsible. We're stuck driving cars and shit. It's the fucking 1% and the Rockefellers and all the oil barons that have put us into this situation. Why are we being punished by them? So in my view, how could Jehovah be a just God then? But as long as one of the two witnesses is still alive, I think we have a chance. There is a way to get the carbon out of the biochar is one way. There's also these for $250,000 they can make something that will sequester carbon at a ton a day. We need at least a million of them, but that's only $1 trillion. That could be done very easily, and I'm thinking that maybe the carbon could be recycled as well. So maybe the oil companies could profit off it again. But the prophecy says no, that will not happen. We will not stop this in time. We are fucking doomed. Now, who benefits? The dusty plasmas don't benefit. They're not going to be feeding off our pleasure or pain anymore. I think, much like the Jews, and the Jews aren't alone in this. This is, you know, human sacrifice is common throughout the ancient world to feed these things. And I imagine it changed the future for people. And that's why they did it, for a practical reason. It wasn't all superstition. But who benefits off this? Jehovah doesn't. We don't. But you know who does benefit off our demise? Our interstellar neighbors. There will be no Earthlings arriving on their planets to give them a hard time. And that's what we do. I mean, we've done this in every third world country we've come across. We've exploited them. So these dusty plasmas are very similar to anti-gravity technology, so they may be hijacked by extraterrestrials and be used against us. Another speculation. But anyway, I've gone on long enough. Thanks for listening.